Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And good morning to you, Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Grab a Dunkin'. We welcome in our friend, Ed Bouchette from The Athletic. It's a nice Monday morning. We talked to Ed. Hi, Ed. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Colin. Chris, thank you.
Yeah.
Ed, good morning.
Ed, I listen to a lot of sports talk radio. I love it. I consume a lot. I read a lot. I spend my time checking it all out. Did you, and I was listening last week, did you ever think that the stake driven between you and Joe Starkey would be Colin Ballage, Ed? What happened there?
Well, he was making him out to be the next Jerome Bettis in short yardage, and I just tried to put him straight, and he didn't like that.
I know. So you're not. Do you think that all these guys that are picked up right now are sort of seat fillers, if you will, and that's about it? Nobody's really going to make a difference that's been picked up as of late.
Making a difference and sticking on the roster are two different things, Colin. I don't think any of these guys are picking up right now who are out floating out there, not unrestricted free agents, but have been cut by their teams. I don't think any of them are going to make a difference. I mean, they signed, Miles Killebrew, right? Backup safety. Do you know anything about him? I don't. Is he going to help them? Who thought Robert Spillane would help them when they signed him? I don't even remember them signing him last year. I think he was on the practice squad, actually. But, until these guys... And people point Willie Parker. Well, Willie Parker was signed out of college. He wasn't on the street floating around for a couple years and, inserted into the starting lineup for them.
Ed, I wonder if it's just we're trying to make more out of some of these signings because this is what passes for an acquisition in the Steelers offseason this year. They don't have a ton of resources, so the guys they're bringing in are second and third level guys. The one thing, and again, maybe I'm reading too much into this, the one thing I did take away from the signing of Ballage anyway is that he's bigger size-wise than anybody else they have in that backfield right now, and I wonder if that's an indicator at all, at the very least, on where they want to go with the running back position in the future. If for example, they've got to choose between Etienne and Najee Harris, do they go with the bigger guy because they want a bigger body in the backfield?
Well, that's the debate all over the country. I've seen different ratings. One has Etienne 1 and Harris 2, and others have just the opposite. I'd prefer the bigger back myself, but, there's something to be said for explosion. I just mentioned Willie Parker. He wasn't a big back, and he helped deliver a Super Bowl for them. So, but no, it's playing this kid. I don't know why we're still talking about it.
Because you got so jammed up about it.
I mean, at this point, Ed, we're just doing it to poke at you, really.
He'll be more famous than Juju by the time we're done.
There we go.
Does he have a TikTok account, do you know?
Huh?
Does Kalen Ballage have a TikTok account, do you know?
They're filling out rosters, and they can get to 90, and we're talking about number 90 right now.
There we go. I can't wait to see Joe today and tell him that. Fan Morning Show joined by our friend Ed Bouchette. All right, in looking at this roster, though, and are you back now or have you ever steered from an offensive lineman in the first round? I know everybody's got a mock draft. It's crazy. It's a cottage industry. People are all into mock drafts. But have you always been on an offensive lineman or where have you gone through this whole process?
Early on, I thought they needed an offensive lineman, but now – they have to get the running back. I thought they could get a running back in a second round, Colin. Mm-hmm. I don't think they can get one of the top three. And after that, looking at people's assessment of it, is a big drop-off. So I think they have to get one of the top three. If they don't do that in the first round, I don't think they're going to get them. And if they don't get them, I don't know. I think it's more important to get the big-time runner right now.
Well, if they don't, Ed, let's play that scenario out. If let's say, I don't know, Etienne and Harris both go before the 24th pick, and they don't feel Williams, the kid from North Carolina, is worth a first-round pick, so they go with their lineman and come back around to 55, and Williams is gone again. What's the solution in the backfield then? Is that maybe a backdoor way for James Conner to somehow return?
Well, I suppose it could if they don't get anybody, Chris, mm-hmm. but I think they'll get someone. And I'm not saying they, a third-round pick can't do it. I'm talking about chalk here. The guys you feel definitely can do it, and those three guys are the guys. They've done okay with, James Conner made the Pro Bowl in his second year, for example. Injuries held him back. And, I guess maybe you could figure he was going to get hurt. He got hurt in college as well. He had that ACL. But nevertheless, the lower you go, the less chance you have of getting a good one. That's the way the draft is set up. So I think that right now their biggest need – look, they get Harris. Plug Harris in that offense. That offense looks pretty good now, right? I mean, you can moan and groan about the line all you want. But is the line going to be worse than it was last year? I think it can be better – as it is right now. And they'll get some linemen after the first round. It doesn't stop with the first round.
Ed Bouchette joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Were you as stunned by the Alu-Alu stuff, Alu-Alu, either one, as everybody else was? Like, because what were the indications? Okay, let's go all the way back to the beginning of the story. What were the indications you were given as to why he was going back to Jacksonville? What was the reasoning?
Well, nobody gave me any indications, but from what I read and heard, he wanted to be back with his family.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know where his family was. I'm not into that. I said, oh, okay. He wants to go back to Jacksonville, where he established himself early on, and that's where his family lives. And he was probably up here in an apartment somewhere during the season. But that turns out not to be the case. It was just the opposite. Somebody wrote he was building his, quote, dream home here, and his kids were all in school here. So I don't know why he went there. I don't know why he went back to Jacksonville. It looks like it was for the money. The money wasn't that different. Apparently Cam Haywood was working on him, and he reneged. And he had COVID, too, reportedly. And that delayed his signing in Jacksonville, so it was I guess you could call it a positive test for the Steelers there. I've never seen a guy renege. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember anybody reneging like that.
Our Steelers insider Ed Bouchette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. The 17-game season is officially a go, Ed. How long do you think it will be 17 before they push through to 18? And is this ultimately, I know money-wise it's good for the game because it'll mean bigger TV deals, but for the good of the game, is it what's best?
Well, I go back to what Dan Rooney used to tell me. The more games, the less important each game means. And he wasn't for expanding the schedule or the playoffs. And he thought the importance of a football game meant more than adding that other stuff. It's the one sport where, they only play that many games. However, I think it's good for everybody except maybe the players. But the players voted for it when they voted for the CBA. They had voted to allow it to happen. So they must be for it, too, at least more than half of them.
Absolutely. It's no surprise to them. It was coming down the pike. They knew it.
The USFL, Chris, or Colin, the mm-hmm. USFL played 18 games.
Right.
I covered that. That was a century ago.
Absolutely. Last thing for you before we let you go, yesterday being Easter Sunday, what's that one candy that Ed Bouchette starts down that road and then he finds himself, he can't stop? What's that vice of a candy for Ed?
Colin, I'm not a candy guy.
Not at all. Wow.
When I used to go trick-or-treating, I'd give all my candy to my brother.
Oh my god.
Most
gosh.
Of it anyway. I might have one or two, but no, I don't eat candy.
No, none.
It's the one vice I don't have.
Did you watch the UCLA game the other night, Ed?
I don't watch basketball.
There we go. Ed, what did you do on Saturday night? Just kind of hang around?
I don't remember, Colin. That's 2 days ago. You want me to remember 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
My goodness.
Actually,
I can remember who started at left guard 45 years ago.
He saw a movie.
I just lied to you.
What did you do?
I saw tweets on how close that game was, so I saw the last minute or so.
Okay.
Which is all I needed to see.
Right. Fast forward to the part that matters, right? You saw the end.
Right. And I found myself pulling for UCLA over Gonzaga. Because UCLA was the underdog, and I grew up just the opposite. I grew up never hearing of Gonzaga, and UCLA was the Muhammad Ali of college basketball.
Until Dwight Clay came along, and then, you know, that sort of changed.
Notre Dame, that's right.
Mm-hmm. From Pittsburgh. Anyway, well, thank you, Ed. We appreciate it. The game's on tonight, but it doesn't start until, I think it's, like we said, 11:18 local time here in Pittsburgh is the tip-off, I believe.
I'll be in bed.
Yes, us too. Thank you, Ed. We'll talk next week.
All right, fellas. See you later.
We'll see you. Great stuff by Ed. You know, the Alu Alu stuff, it did take weird turns and twists. And from what I hear, North Allegheny makes out just as good as the Pittsburgh Steelers in all of this because his son is just an absolute skull crusher. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Yeah.
It's weird, though, how we're at that. I really do think that we're at that point in the offseason where. Now that everybody else has made all their big moves, and the Steelers' moves weren't all that big, you know, they brought back Juju, but you know that most of their free agency moves were of the minor variety. That we're probably all trying to make a little bit too much out of every single one of these second and third tier signings.
Absolutely, he's right, but it doesn't mean him and Starkey need to fist fight about it. I mean that doesn't.
Oh, no, I think they do. I think they do.
You know what? You might be on to something. I actually side with Starkey though. I do think that this guy brings an element they don't have. I think they're both fighting on opposite ends of the continuum, and they should just get a little closer. They're both taking it to extremes a little bit. But anyway, Breakfast Bites coming up next. I like it. Made for great drama. Those two guys going at each other.
It's good.
Yes, absolutely. Today's Pomp and the other guys, by the way. I forgot about that. It's Monday. Breakfast Bites coming up next. An age-old argument about no hitters before the hour is out. And we bring Jim in the fold at about 8 o'clock. Good morning to you. It's a wonderful Monday here. Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.